The question was asked, how should one view Rav Arush's book, which seems to present that a man should always recognize that he's at fault? And I think the answer to that question lies in a different question. Let me ask you. Your son comes to you and says, "Dad, I know you have that welding instrument over there in the corner. I was wondering, is it okay if every so often I need to hang up my art supplies to dry? Can I just hang it over there and let it dry?" And you say, "Son, you could have two answers, right? One answer is, there's nothing wrong with hanging your art supply there. But if you hang it there, just don't get carried away and start using it because it's very dangerous. And then there's another answer which says, don't go near that. That thing's dangerous. I don't want you to touch that. I don't want you near that." Which one's right and which one's wrong? So one is factually correct and the other one is educationally correct. I try to keep my classes factually correct and I always ask myself if I'm right or wrong. Rav Arush's book is educationally correct. Meaning what Rav Arush tries to do in the book is take us men who repeatedly err on the other side of the fence, and we repeatedly look at the wife and say, if only she'd be this and be that and the other thing, and she's not fair and she's not right, and we have a whole long list. So he's coming and taking you from one extreme to the other extreme because educationally he's right. In my classes, I can't do that. I'm too much of a yucky. Educationally, he's probably right. But I don't agree with this book because, again, I'm working with the facts. The facts are, you're not always wrong. Sometimes she's wrong. You can't just say it's always my fault. But you understand that what I just said is not correct educationally. Because then what's going to happen is you're going to have many times when really it is my fault and really I should rectify it and really I should take the step forward to fix it. And it doesn't really matter if I'm right or wrong, but I could fix it and make this marriage work. And a person won't do that if he doesn't have Rav Arush's book. And that's why Rav Arush's book is such a good book. Because it's educationally, it's correct. I don't agree with him factually. I don't agree with him intellectually. I don't agree with him philosophically. But that doesn't matter. Because I don't know if he agrees with himself on all those levels. What he's doing is educating. He's coming in and saying what people have to hear in order to end up in the right place. And that's why his book is such a good book, even though I don't teach that way. But maybe I'll get older and wiser. Maybe you'll come back to this class in 10 years and you'll find me talking like him. Maybe. You understand what I'm saying? Educationally, he has a very, very good point.